Welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug DeFeller. And before we start, let me just remind you that my business partner, Rick Franz, and I co-host the Critical Mass radio shows, which air every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m., all brought to you live here on octalkradio.net. Our guest for today is my new friend and role model, Matthew Immersion of Every Monday Matters. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad we fixed that little technical difficulty.
I have that effect on radio.
You do? Okay. Well, I know you have that effect on where we go to for lunch, but I didn't know you had that on radio. Let me just say that I had the privilege of being introduced to Matt last week by my good friends Brett and Mari Kurtz of OC Metals. And we all met down at 118 degrees for a very healthy lunch and a extremely stimulating conversation. And I didn't know what I was getting into and frankly was just blown away by Matt and what he's doing. The fact that this is a successful executive, long time involved in the entertainment field and strategic planning and marketing and PR. Lives up in L.A., you know, the other side of the border, outside of Orange County. You know, we know those people are kind of strange, but lives up there. A very well-known author with his book, Every Monday Matters, and a heart for changing the world that I just couldn't believe. So, Matt, I'm really excited to have this conversation with you today.
You're too kind. I'm certainly not a role model, but I appreciate it.
you are my new role model, so... Let me read a couple of sentences from his book, which kind of, I think, sets the tone for what we're going to talk about. He started out with, Monday was the least favorite day of the week. Monday was the day that ended your weekend, the day you had to go back to work, the day you started a diet or decided not to smoke again. And EMM's goal is to change the image of Mondays by making them mean something amazing, something incredible, and something unbelievable. And Matt, you're doing that both person to person. You're doing it with corporate programs. You're doing it with educational programs. Come on, launch into this and tell us what it is you're doing and how you got into this.
Where do I start? You know, I mean, Every Monday Matters started from a personal story, experience of my own. Having worked in the music business for almost 10 years, and I've kind of found myself in this crazy, fast-paced lifestyle that was definitely, yes, the L.A. weirdos. It was just working with some of the, you know, projects with some of the biggest, you know, stars and artists in the world, and it came with it a kind of a crazy lifestyle of, you know, going out and partying and all that kind of stuff. And I think kind of after 10 years of doing it, someone said, listen, if you're not going to get your attention, I'm going to get your attention. And I woke up on a Monday morning getting ready for work, and I thought I was having a heart attack. It turned out to just be, I say just, it's hardly just, but just a panic attack, said the doctor, and if I went home and just rested, it should go away in 24 hours, which is the typical, I think, prescription from the doctor. Unfortunately for me, it didn't go away after 24 hours. It actually got worse and kept getting worse and worse. So Monday for me, I think at that point in my life, I probably hated Mondays as much as anyone has ever hated Mondays, because I thought that my life was ending. You know, from there, I just kind of had to figure out what went wrong and how come now all of a sudden I can't drive a car, I can't eat dinner, I can't look outside my windows at night because I think the sky is falling. Like, literally my life is shutting down. What's going on? What's this anxiety panic disorder thing all about? And through my healing process, a therapist, she gave me a book, and the first sentence of the book read, still reads, obviously, it's not about you. And so this statement of it's not about you kind of became the motto for my healing. And the way we expressed that for me was that she got me volunteering. So every single Saturday, I would wake up and I would go do something to give back, and whether it was picking up litter or feeding homeless people, or reading to the elderly, or painting over graffiti. Every Saturday was just, that was my day to make it not about me. And, I mean, to be honest, I still didn't understand it until one day it just kind of clicked that Saturday morning kind of became my favorite day of the week, and it was the time that I felt like I actually had a purpose and life meant something. And so it was kind of through this transformational period of just volunteering, simply, that's all I was doing, that I realized that maybe I'm not the only person in life that didn't really have their purpose in the right place or feel significant or understand, like, you know, what this life was all about. And that's when I came up with the idea to write the book. And instead of Every Saturday Matters, it was called Every Monday Matters, simply because everyone hates Mondays, and also that's the day that my life kind of changed forever. And I just really thought, you know, if we can get enough people thinking outside of themselves and making it not about them and doing little things to make a difference in the world, that literally we would change our own lives, but we would also change the world around us. And that really became how this whole thing started, was from that premise.
And you know, it's a sad state of affairs when we have to have that kind of life-threatening event to make us wake up to realize that maybe we're not contributing in the way in which we've been meant to contribute in this world. It's really encouraging to hear you say that. It's really sad to see that you had to go through that situation. But, you know, I run into this more and more with the successful executives that we deal with that have sort of acquired the material things they needed, and now they're looking around and going, well, what's next? And that's what really appealed to me about your program there. I think that
so often in life, I know in the music business, but I think it can be the same for any business, you know, that we forget about the heart, you know, and the soul and these deeper meanings to life. You know, you wake up in the morning on Monday, you're getting ready for work, you go to work, if you're lucky, you get to eat breakfast if you have time, and you come home and you turn on the TV and you eat dinner and you go to bed. And if that just kind of becomes our existence in a way, there's so much more that we can do and be so much more powerful. But it's also, it doesn't take a lot to do it, because it's just so simple. And my biggest pet peeve Monday in the book is one of our Mondays is called Stop Flicking Your Cigarette Butts. You know, in America, we litter 100 billion cigarette butts a year. And which is just disgusting. And I figured out that if you measure these cigarette butts, they go from L.A. to New York 337 round trips a year.
Oh, wow.
And so every year we build this cigarette butt freeway across our country. But to me, the real tragedy of the whole thing, besides the environmental issue, is that every single person who flicked that cigarette butt didn't think it mattered. So you end up with 100 billion cigarette butts that didn't matter. And I just think it goes to show that, you know, we can really impact our worlds, and it might be in the smallest of ways or the largest of ways, if we just get that we do matter and we are powerful and we do start ripple effects out in the world. And that's kind of really what all this is about.
And, you know, you have started a huge ripple effect, and we're going to talk about those, from your book to your educational program to your corporate programs. But let me just sort of interrupt for a second here and say that, you know, our audience is really primarily coaches, and it's primarily people in the HR field. And what really excited me about you being on our program today is what you have to say fits both those areas so beautifully. Well, you know, it started with a book. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, the book is basically, it's 52 Ways to Make a Difference. And it's just a very simple, my friends call it, like, you know, the idiot's guide to being a better social citizen or something. Each spread basically is a Monday, and so it gives you 52 Mondays, and there's things for yourself, there's things for other people, there's things for the environment. But the idea really is to just kind of get people started and get them doing and thinking about this, and it's fun. I mean, it's laid out in a very, very fun way. It's not corporate-y feeling. It's a lot of energy to it. And the idea is just to get people, and whether that is a student in school or an employee at a company, or we have convicted felons using this book, the idea is to get them moving in this idea that, yes, every Monday I'm going to do something to start my week off in a positive way that gives back.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but the way I read the book was more of a one-to-one message. It was, I could pick up the book and it told me exactly what I could do.
Correct.
Step by step.
It was definitely a reaching out to the individual saying, you matter, you ordinary person, whoever you are, you matter, and just start doing these little things. Obviously, yeah, get your friends to join you, or, you know, get your family or your church or your school, whatever. But that, to us, it always started with the individual.
Yeah. And, you know, there was some great titles, and I'm not going to share the whole book, but, you know, things like Take This Monday to Learn CPR or To Thank a Firefighter or No Fast Food This Monday or No TV. Was there a favorite or a couple favorites of yours on in the Monday list, the 52 Mondays, Matt?
Well, sure. I mean, my favorite one was a cigarette butt one, because that's the one that I guess I loved it to hate so much. I think the first Monday for me has always been a real powerful one, and that Monday is called What Matters Most. And in the book, as you saw, you know, on every Monday we give statistics as to why this thing is needed. Sure, it feels good to make a difference, but there's also a real need for these things. And so with that one, it kind of breaks down, you know, how many hours people work, how many hours we spend paying bills, doing things, quote-unquote, that we might not have on our list of what matters most to us, like friends, family, love, faith, health, and these things. And so it kind of asks the reader to kind of think about how they spend their time, make a list of what matters most to them, and see if they can kind of reschedule their life to spend more time on what matters most. It's probably been my favorite one, and that's why we started with that one, because it really kind of, it sets the theme of, you know, living a well-balanced life. That Monday probably also challenges me the most, because we're so busy with Every Monday Matters. And I spend so much of my life on airplanes and things that even I get out of balance without a doubt. And I keep coming back to that Monday quite a bit to kind of check myself on it.
Yeah, I think when I read through it, too, I had the same feeling that that's a Monday that I need to repeat maybe once a month. But and you know, it comes right out of Coaching 101, which is really to help people sit back and do an assessment of what matters in their life, and then look at where they're spending their time, and the mismatch is so obvious, it then leaves a great fertile ground for coaching people to get them back in line, which is really what your book starts to do there in that very first Monday. Great one to pick as your favorite. Well, you know, besides the one-on-one, then from the book, then you branched out. What came next after the book?
Well, what came next is, you know, we got an email from a woman in Palm Springs, California. She was driving her car down the road and saw another woman pulled over in her car, and the door was open. The woman was hanging out of her car. And so this gal, Darby, decides that she's going to pull over to see if the other woman's having car trouble. When she gets to the car, she realizes that she wasn't having car trouble, but she was there to commit suicide. And Darby ends up sending me this email about this whole story, which included a note that the woman wrote to Darby for saving her life. And at the bottom of that, it said, "If it wasn't for your book, I would have never pulled my car over." That's not one of our 52 Mondays, obviously, but what it did is it showed me that, you know what, people really do want to do good. They want to have that sense of purpose and significance. And it was just a real big message to me that it's time for me to walk away from the music business to pursue Every Monday Matters as a full-time thing and to try to make it a household name. So the first thing we did once I quit the music business was, and this was back, and probably most of the listeners remember, when San Diego was on fire. It was like 30-something fires at the same time, like 4 years ago,
yeah,
or whatever it was. And so I ended up putting out this thing saying, we want to collect letters to firefighters, and then we want to deliver them. And literally, we received thousands of letters from people saying, I love this. You know, here's my letter, or I had my classroom all write letters. And so next thing you knew, you know, thousands of people started mobilizing, and we went down and distributed all these letters to 26 fire stations and had banners and balloons. And so that was kind of the first thing we did, and we were off to the races. We built a website. I got asked to start writing a newspaper column for one newspaper, and then that got picked up and syndicated to 400 newspapers. Oprah Winfrey's camp called, and so we were on Oprah.com every Monday for a year with a different Monday from our book. You know, we got a call from convicted felon programs that were using our book with their convicts. And just, you know, story after story just kind of kept coming through. And it just organically kind of started to take off. And it,
so you really kind of moved from the book appealing to an individual reader to the book sort of appealing to a group into here is a guidebook that we as a group can have an impact. Would that be accurate?
That would definitely be accurate, yes. It started, word of mouth started spreading, and people started doing it at groups. Probably the most, you know, one of the most compelling to me, you know, initially was there was a program in Northern California with convicted felons. They were using the book with these men and women. They asked me to come up and speak to these men and women about what they were doing, and they were in full prison garb, ankle chains, waist chains, handcuffs, everything. And I got a chance to let them know how much they inspired me, that even given their circumstance, they were still thinking of something bigger than themselves. And she actually let me give them these wristbands that we have that say "You Matter" on them. And you can imagine the experience of putting a "You Matter" wristband on handcuffed wrists. And it's something I'll never forget. And one of the convicts stood up and he says, "Hey, listen, I want you to know that the reason I ended up where I am today is because no one ever told me that I mattered." And it's just one of those things that, you know, it will just rock you to your soul. But, yeah, it slowly started going from the individual to these groups. And then that's when the demand came to us that then kind of took Every Monday Matters to the whole other level that it is today.
Okay. And as we've talked, what I see, or at least what I'm aware of, is that there's sort of two camps that you're really currently very active with. One is educational and one is corporate. Do you want to talk about those with us a little bit and what you do there and how it can impact people?
Sure. Gladly. First came education. So again, it was teachers who bought our book, and they started contacting me asking if I had lesson plans for the book. You know, my answer was no. It was pretty much no for most of these things. But you know, the entrepreneur... yeah, sure, we'll figure it out. We'll make them. And so we ended up working with some educators in Northern California, and we put together a school curriculum that basically teaches our youth K-12 that they matter, and we do it through self and social responsibility projects. So we get these kids actually doing projects, a different project every month that's all about making a difference. And it might be about their own character and understanding the importance of character and that they matter. It might be about detrashing their school and putting in reducing and reusing recycling programs. But every single month they start doing a project. And so that's been out for almost 3 years now. And I think we're in over 1,200 schools in like 42 states with that program now.
Wow, in just 3 years. That's amazing.
In 3 years, yeah. So now we do, besides the curriculum, we have assemblies. We actually just launched a new program called Educators Matter. Because, as we all know, our teachers have been pretty beat up lately, and I strongly feel that if our teachers don't feel like they matter, then how can they teach a child that they do? And so the education front really is what took us then, like you said, from not just the individual, but now also to massive groups of people, to the hundreds of thousands. And then the second, you know, I guess vertical that you mentioned was the corporate side, and that's our newest launch. We tested it for about a year with Gallo Wine, E&J Gallo Wine.
Okay. Let me hold you 1 second there, Matt, before we get into the corporate, because I don't want to interrupt you on that one.
Okay.
And our producer's waving at me. Let's take a break for a commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk to Matt about the corporate side.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
If you are a Southern California business owner or executive, this message is for you. For over 17 years, Doug Gefella has been coaching executives, helping them create and improve the effectiveness of teams and individual team members. What makes Doug's approach unique and successful is his fundamental approach. Doug looks at the coaching from the perspective of the client, not the coach. Doug has helped hundreds of companies and led over 1,000 planning meetings that have changed lives and the course of many successful firms throughout Southern California. If you're interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn about our executive coaching and team development. Critical Mass for Business is a professional executive coaching and team development company and is the fastest growing business advisory firm in Orange County.
Okay, and we're back with our guest, Matthew Immersion, talking about Every Monday Matters. And Matt, you were just getting ready to tell us about how you've now taken your program from the book, from the classrooms, and now into corporate America.
Sure. So, our new launching is the corporate program. And, again, it's the same thing where, you know, CEOs or, you know, executives, directors, employees have bought the book, and they said, hey, you know, I want 50 copies or 100 copies for my whole department or my staff, whatever. And they said, and by the way, do you have anything else that kind of could take this even deeper? So we kind of started doing a lot of research, and what we kind of came up with this idea is that, again, it gets back to how we spend our time and how we spend our weeks, and there's so many companies out there that are doing a lot of great things, I think, for the world, you know, whether that's sending out volunteers or writing big checks to some causes. But what we really found in our research was that a lot of the majority of the employees at a company don't feel like they're part of that process. They don't feel like they matter, and they don't feel like they matter to the company, nor does the company matter to them. And so we kind of wanted to create this program that just got employees excited and empowered about coming to work on Monday. And to every Monday, we communicate them with a different idea and a different concept and things that they can do to really empower them and inspire them to start their week off in a great way. And the impact, you know, it affects the company on a lot of levels. It affects even their personal lives outside of work. It affects the community. But it's really kind of a way for us to get the employees involved more in their lives, the culture of the company, and also the community at the same time.
And you know, to me, when we talked about this, that was really what kind of triggered it for me, is when you started talking about the impact on culture, because that seems to be such an important thing these days. And so many studies have been done to look at the different cultures in companies and identify those that have a culture where people are happy, people are enjoying the environment they're in, and where people feel that what they're working for is something bigger than the paycheck or the bottom line profit to the company. That, in fact, those companies end up being more, the employees are more productive, they're happier, and the companies have higher sales, higher revenue per employee. So it all sort of follows and drops to the bottom line, which is a wonderful thing. And your program, to me, is really a kick-starting program for a cultural effort to look at or to go beyond just the business purpose, but look at the social purpose.
Yeah, you know, and obviously, I mean, to be honest, you're probably more researched in all of this than I am, you know, the triple bottom line and increased or decreased employee turnover, increased morale, the effects that can have on business and bottom line and things. You know, our corporate experience, the way it started, honestly, was that we got called by a company who wanted to know if we did a team building event. And so that's how it started. And we put together this team building event that brought the employees together. They kind of bonded as, you know, we did some things beforehand, and then we took them out into the community, and we had these projects set with surrounding nonprofits, and they had to go complete these projects, and we videotaped the whole thing, and it just became this really big success. And I think that a lot of companies who maybe they've been doing scavenger hunts and Top Chef competitions and things like that, they found a team-building event that actually had maybe a little deeper meaning than some of that. It was still fun. It was still bonding, but it also had this richer meaning. And that's how it started for us. So it was more about the human experience than it was even about all the research and all the studies that have been done. Obviously, since that started going so well, we then said, okay, but then how do we maintain this within a company after our event's over? And that's really where the more robust program came into play that we deliver every single Monday. And that's where we really started to understand that, yeah, we can impact the culture at a company. We can take a company that might say, you know, our goal is to be on the Fortune magazine top 100 companies to work for list. and we can literally come in there and help them achieve that. But every company we work with is different. I think they all have different priorities, different goals, and they all have different corporate structures and nuances. But we really kind of get in there, and we talk to them, we meet with them. There's a consulting bit to it to understand them better. And then we go after it, you know, one Monday at a time. And it's been a lot of fun, actually. And now you're talking, like you said, you know, our largest client has 46,000 employees. So now every Monday you go from one person reading our book to now every Monday we're communicating with 46,000 employees at the same company, same message, just distributed on a much larger scale.
See, and what I love about what you're doing, Matt, is the fact that so many people have great programs for one-time events.
Yeah.
But like you said, then the event's over. A week later, the feelings have kind of gotten vague in our memory, and we're right back to the same old, same old, same old.
Yeah.
And you've got a follow-up to that with your 52 Mondays, which is just phenomenal. And when we were talking about this, I was getting really excited about all the people that I know in the HR field that are looking for programs that are not one-time events, that are ongoing programs that can really, truly impact the culture of the company and make the employees feel a part of something. And you know, I'm going to go back to what you said at the very beginning, and that's the best way to feel part of something is when I get rid of the feeling that it's all about me.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, too, because this corporate program, we've tested it. We work with some major companies. But really now, especially with some of the companies that are doing employee engagement surveys and CSR surveys and things, the results are coming back, and the research is coming back so positive with our program that this 2012 is really the year that we're going to take it out on a much wider level. But it's funny because the same exact premise still applies, because I will tell you that, you know, you, Doug, you work with a lot more people in HR and corporate America than we do here, you know, as of this moment. But like you said, someone like you, one individual who says, hey, Matt, I think what you have is great. I want to introduce you to my friend over here. It's kind of the same thing, right? It's you, an individual, being powerful and rippling. And so it just kind of all comes back to where it starts, too, and that is that, you know, the individual matters. And you can do amazing things with your life, or not. But our goal is to kind of help you be, you know, the best you can.
Well, that's so exciting, Matt. You know, I should have asked you this before we got on the air, but you can say no. We chatted a little bit about your program and involvement with nonprofits. Did you want to talk about that at all today?
Sure. You know, it's funny because, what we discussed at lunch is, I took some time at the end of this past year to kind of just reflect, because I haven't had a lot of time to do that. And I started writing down all the different nonprofits, and our COO, McGay Cochran, and I were sitting down, and she actually made the list of all the nonprofits that we have worked with through our corporate partners. And it was kind of an amazing list. Like, wow, we've really, really impacted to the tunes of hundreds of thousands of volunteer hours. And I think that it was your idea to say, working deeper with these nonprofits and continuing those relationships might be a really neat thing for us to start to look at more.
Yeah, I think there's a great opportunity for you people in sitting on the nonprofit boards out there. I mean, we're always struggling with what can we offer our corporate sponsors. And this is a built-in program that Matt has the ability to deliver that obviously proceeds benefit a nonprofit, but it also has a win-win situation for your corporate donor with the benefit that they can get from getting their employees involved. So I think it's just a natural. I'm really excited about what you can do with this.
I appreciate your idea. I better pay you a dollar for it.
No, can I count it against one of my Monday activities? That would be better.
Yeah, you get a Monday off.
I get a Monday off. I don't need a Monday off. I should put in extra Mondays.
Perfect.
You know, I really appreciate you sharing this with us today. And your website is wonderful. You've got a lot of information there. Let's see. It was Every Monday Matters, but it's not a www site, right?
It is, yeah. It's www.everymondaymatters.com.
Oh.
We are in the process of rebranding the whole company. Actually, in the past couple of days, we've been testing because we're building a new website as well. So I will apologize to anyone out there that I'm not quite sure what you might see when you get there, but there'll be something there. And maybe the safer bet is if anyone wants to reach me or learn more about what we're doing, they can just email me directly, even is fine. And that's Matthew, MATTHEW, at everymondaymatters.com. That might be the safer bet right now.
Great, great. And Matt is on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, although we're getting after him to get a little more active on those things. But
jeez, oh, pal, I know. They're the bane of my existence.
They are of all of us. Matt, I want to thank you for the time today. And before we let you go, is there anything else you want to share with our audience that I either interrupted you and stepped over or that you didn't get to talk about?
No. I mean, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. And to I get humbled when people want to hear my story or hear what we're doing. And I just think that I hope that people, whether it's Every Monday Matters or something else, that they really kind of understand, you know, how much they matter. And for some people, that might mean just being a better husband or a wife or a friend. For some people, that might mean wanting to create a new corporate culture. You know, just I think we just have to get back the idea that, especially in these times, I think when times are tough and you can feel the stress and pressure in the air in our culture today, it's a time not to kind of hoard our own, but it's a time to even reach out even more. And sometimes it's something as simple as a smile can literally change someone's entire day, and we can't forget those things.
Well, that's great. Matt, I really feel privileged to have had the chance to meet you and sit down and talk with you before the show, and I think you have a great message, and I hope that all of our listeners take advantage of it out there. It's really a unique opportunity. So thanks for being with us today here on Critical Mass of Coaching Perspective.
Thanks, Doug. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good evening.
Well, that was great. So what's your takeaway from that that discussion there? You know, Doug's favorite takeaways. You know, the easy one is it's not about you. This is all about what are you doing for other people? And it is amazing how your energy level goes up when you're working for others that more than just working for yourself. You may be working hard, but it isn't negative energy that you're expending. It's replenishing your energy supply. And there's a great opportunity for you there. I think Matt's book and Matt's programs have a tremendous appeal to me as a coach with things that I can talk about and work with my clients, those who are looking at their balance in life and looking at how to give back and I think there's just a tremendous opportunity there, and the appeal that this has to our HR audience and our HR departments with the ability to bring a program in that is already sort of, I don't want to say canned, but you don't have to do all the work. Matt's group does all the work, but a program that can come in and help you get your culture going in the right direction, and not just as a one-time event. One-time events are easy to put on, but this has got a 52-week follow-up. That's powerful. And again, the last one, which really has struck a chord with me, is the ability for this program to help the nonprofits out there to create a win-win with the nonprofits receiving and their corporate sponsors benefiting also from their employee participation in this. So great opportunity today. I really am excited about the guests that we bring to you all the time, some great coaching guests, some great HR guests with wisdom in that area. But the opportunity to bring someone that crosses the borders and presents a program that has appeal to the total audience, we don't get that every day, and I feel very fortunate. I want to thank Amari and Brett Kurtz for introducing Rick and I to Matthew and his Every Monday Matters programs. Well, we're about ready to wrap up. As you know, our radio show is just an extension of our 18-year business practice where we build CEO peer groups for executives here in Orange County, all under the banner of Renaissance Executive Forums. Rick and I are currently leading multiple CEO peer groups, and If you'd like to learn more about our peer groups or learn more about our coaching practice, just check out our website, www.criticalmassforbusiness.com. And be sure to listen to our shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. on octalkradio.net. And, hey, don't worry about tuning in early or late, because they have other great programs on the air besides us, too. So it's been great talking to you today. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can use to make better, more informed decisions. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to Critical Mass from the Coaching Perspective, only on OC Talk Radio, Orange County's only community radio station.